It's 79 degrees at a minute before noon. This is WHQR Wilmington, 96.7 Classical HQR and 91.3 HQR News. I'm Gina Gamboni, and this is the Midday Interview. Our guest today is Dr. John LaCagnata, the conductor of the Wilmington Symphonic Winds. The last concert of their inaugural season is this Sunday at Keenan Auditorium at 7 o'clock. Thank you so much for being with us today, Dr. LaCagnata.
Thank you for having me back.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure to see you. Now, this is the first season of the Wilmington Symphonic Winds. This past year has been. Will you remind us about this group for folks who haven't heard about them before?
Certainly, yeah. Our third concert of three, and this is a group that has just been formed. The most outstanding wind and percussion players in our region. And our region stretches from Jacksonville to Myrtle Beach to Fayetteville. We get musicians who drive in for our Sunday rehearsals. A wonderful group. This concert, we've got 72 musicians on stage, and it's an amazing sound and just wonderful musicians to work with.
And, of course, I have seen them perform, and just so impressed.
Thank you.
The sound that they create, which I can't imagine anything else happening under your direction.
Thank you very much.
Now, tell us about the concert, this last concert of the season, this Sunday. What's going on?
Yeah. Our final concert's going to feature some American music, some music from across the globe, actually. We're going to open with Joseph Wilcox Jenkins' American Overture for Band, which is just an exciting overture that really features our French horn section. We've got an amazing French horn section. You'll be amazed in the sound that they produce. And then we follow that up with a standard piece of wind literature, The Canzona by Peter Menon. And then really, I think the gem of this concert is Lincolnshire Posy, that is written by Percy Grainger.
Mm.
It's probably one of the top five pieces written for winds, if you talk to any wind band aficionado. Amazing piece in six movements. Grainger went through the English countryside and collected folk songs from folk singers back in the early 1900s. And then he set those for band. And
mm-hmm.
Just a wonderful collection of folk tunes. Really fun to play and really fun to listen to.
Yeah. So, folks, if you want to find out more about this concert or about this performance group, WilmingtonSymphonicWinds.org. That sounds like a great concert. How many, I'm not sure if you just said this a minute ago or not, but how many performers do you have?
72 on this concert.
72 yeah. in this concert.
Yeah, and the way wow. we handle that, we've got a pool of players, and based on the needs per the music, that's how many folks we have mm-hmm. per concert. So our numbers fluctuate based on what the music asks us to
And they're
do.
From not just Wilmington, but
yeah.
all areas
All
around.
Areas. And we've got the faculty, music faculty from mm-hmm. UNCW, from Cape Fear Community College. We've got professional musicians.
Mm-hmm.
We've got service musicians. We've got some folks down from Lejeune who are part of the Marine Band. So
yeah.
It's really a wonderful collection of people.
And it's really just the performers are top notch.
It really is. Yeah. When we set out the call, that was our goal, was just to collect and bring together and collaborate with the top winds and percussion musicians.
Right. Now, I understand that your organization just received your 501c3 designation, which is a great step for any organization starting off.
Exactly.
Tell us about that.
Well,
for folks who don't know what that means.
Yeah, that's part of, you know, us looking at the future and we are actively seeking out support from individuals and corporations to just support this ensemble and our service of the musical community here in Wilmington and beyond. But we've already had some folks step forward. We want to thank all those individuals and companies that have already supported us through this first season. But really, the support is getting people in the audience. That's what we want. We want folks to come out and see us on Sunday at 7 o'clock in Keenan. It's going to be a wonderful concert. In addition to the three pieces that I talked about, we're also going to do a piece that's inspired by Middle Eastern music called Arabesque, written by Samuel Hazo. And that's a sound that you don't get a lot from wind bands. So really kind of a neat change in the program there. And then from Middle East, we go to Korea, variations on a Korean folk folk song written by John Barnes Chance. So, like I said, kind of bringing in different aspects from
across
the globe.
I didn't realize that. I thought you were done telling
us. Oh, that's
a
okay.
Ago.
No, that's the start. And then a very exciting piece by David Holsinger entitled Abram's Pursuit, written from a book of Genesis, a story in the Bible. Just very, very exciting. And then ending in true American fashion with John Philip Sousa's The Stars and Stripes Forever. So we wanted to make sure the audience could leave tapping their toes.
So they remember what country they're in after such diverse.
After traveling
great.
The globe. Yes.
That's exciting stuff. And I'll make sure to write all those down, and I will post this information on our WHQR.org website, and I'll list all the pieces that they'll be playing.
Thank you.
And
we've got information out there
on our website and on Facebook.
And so many different places where you can connect with the ensemble and just get a little background of this concert and the ensemble itself.
Again, this is this Sunday, May 31st, at Keenan Auditorium on the campus of UNCW at 7 o'clock. Delightful performance. And again, they just got their 501c3. That's great for fundraising. Tell us about this first year. How has it been, this first year of performing? We have about a minute left. How has it gone?
Truly, it has gone better than we could have imagined. When we set out a year ago with this idea, we had no idea if we were going to be able to recruit the caliber of musician that we have, and we've been nothing but impressed with the musicians we had. And then the next thing is, okay, now you prepare a concert, but is anyone going to come see it? And we have had wonderful crowds at our first two concerts, and we're anticipating just a great crowd at this concert as well. Just people who are nothing but enthusiastic for the sounds that they hear and appreciative of the work that the musicians put in. So it has been just a wonderful, wonderful first season, and we look forward to many, many more.
Yeah, and you know, it is the appreciation of the audience. Applause is the lifeblood.
It's why we do it. This is an entire volunteer ensemble.
You know, feeling the connection with the audience and that they enjoy the music as much as the performer does. Well, Dr. Lacognana, I'm so glad you're here. Those of you who don't know Dr. John Lacognana, he's the head of bands at UNCW, and he's involved in all kinds of things. I can't even try to talk about them all, but this now today, Wilmington Symphonic Winds. .org, Sunday at 7 o'clock. Thank you so much, sir, for being here.
Thank you.
Next on 91.3, it's The State of Things. And here on Classical HQR, we have music from Louis Moreau Gottschalk. It's 12:06.